All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring him in, the man that ruined winter, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
I know. Isn't it something?
It's amazing.
Really something.
It's. Yeah. I mean, I actually yesterday was walking around outside without a jacket on. It wasn't that it was so warm, but comparatively, when the sun was out, it was okay.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, all of it's working. I still don't see too much of a change coming our way. I mean, it's going to get colder by the end of the week, but that's it. And right now it looks like March will be coming in like a lamb, which is Sunday, March 1st. Summit increasing clouds, 50 to 55 again today. Tonight is cloudy in the upper 30s, and then we get some periods of light rain or drizzle tomorrow. There shouldn't be anything significant, mid-40s. Showers on Wednesday. Now, some of the rain on Wednesday could be a little heavier, 45 to 50. And then behind that, rain or showers will taper off Thursday morning, windy, in the mid-40s. Your Friday, sun, clouds, highs stay in the 30s, and it's windy. And it looks like windy, cold weather through the upcoming weekend, which is fine for me. We have our movie premiere on Saturday, and Sunday is the first day of March, so 30s over the weekend, and it looks fair skies. You know, sun, clouds, a little bit on the blustery side.
All right. Now, before we get back to the weather, I was sent an email last week, and I forgot to pass it along to you. Mm-hmm. And it said this: please pass this along to Pat. Several people highly recommended a product. It's environmentally friendly to keep mice out. It's called Fresh Cab Botanical Rodent Repellent.
Holy Christmas.
They say it smells really nice, and you should check it out. It's on Amazon.
I may have gotten this already. Fresh Cab.
Fresh Cab, C-A-B, Botanical Rodent Repellent. It's environmentally friendly and keeps mice away.
I'm going to look at that right now because I'm talking to you because I did get something.
Because this listener also wrote in the following, Pat. You should not use traps or horrible glue. It's awful. The Pope would not want you to do that. That's what they said.
Who wouldn't want me to do that?
The Pope.
Oh, the Pope.
So you're getting lectured here, Pat. You're getting lectured here. Fresh Cab Botanical Rodent Repellent.
Got it. And that's what we bought. Thank you. I bought that because I'm looking at it right now.
It didn't work.
It worked 1 year, and we went up there last year to replenish this. And I also bought on Amazon Grandpa Gus's mouse repellent, the spray. It's peppermint and cinnamon oil. And what I did is I sprayed it on the floors. I washed the floors. And, you know, that did work the year before, but it didn't work last year. Hmm. And maybe they got used to it. I don't know.
All right.
I do not know.
All right.
But anyhow, I bet you enjoyed yesterday. Wasn't it beautiful?
Yesterday was nice. It was nice. And I guess, you know, I want to put myself into the mode of, okay, we're going to get an early spring. You know what I mean? We're done with winter. I want to put myself into that mode. But I know if I put myself into that mode, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Well, let me shed some light on that. When I got into the weather, you probably noticed that I got into the weather center early this morning. That's because I got back from Long Island last night. The traffic wasn't bad at all, by the way. Got back from Long Island about 8 o'clock. I wasn't able to go to sleep till 10. I woke up at 2. I just couldn't sleep. So I came into the weather center and I looked at the computer models and I'm looking at the American. Now remember, folks, this has just been redone. A lot of money's been poured into this model. The GFS, we call it. Okay, that's the global forecast model. It's only the one model that goes out to 15 days. And I'm going through it. And I come to March 8th, which, of course, is, let me just make sure I got the right date, March 7th, 8th, which is the first weekend of March. Not this weekend, next weekend. And they have this not just a storm, a humongous storm over the mid-Atlantic coast. And I'm saying, oh, brother, I hope they're going to be wrong as usual, because we really don't need a storm this size at the beginning of March. So I waited for the new update to come out. 6 hours later, folks, updated. What had a storm off Delaware has been replaced by high pressure. So in 6 hours, completely changed. Now, you may say to yourself, oh, well, maybe the storm's going to happen before or after that. Did I look to check? Yeah, I did. Just to see if there was a change maybe in the timing of the potential storm. No. It just is not there. So my point is, like you said, Marshall, I don't know if the shoe's going to foot, the shoe on the other foot is going to drop. I'm ready for spring to pop. If you were to believe that model, you're already talking the second week of March, and it's saying now, no snow. Second week of March, you only have 2 more weeks and it's spring officially. Maybe that little groundhog Phil was right after all, huh? He may have been right after all. We'll see. Things change in a heartbeat around here, especially as you, once you get into the month of March. So that could change. But anyhow, we did a lot of work in the house on Saturday, getting ready for the movie premiere. Yesterday, I didn't have that luck because I had to go to Long Island for the birthday, Denise's birthday party. So pretty much yesterday was strike out. Now I'm just going to try to do the rest this week and be all ready for next Saturday.
There you go. Well, I found something new to watch on my Fire Stick.
Yes,
it's on the Epix Network. It's a brand new series, and it's an English take on H.G. Wells' War of the Worlds.
Okay.
I watched the free episode, the first episode, yesterday afternoon. And then I watched. Then I ended up buying the season. It really is done extremely well. If you're a science fiction devotee, and you have to be a science fiction devotee, and you have to really like the what Orson Welles did with War of the Worlds, and also even the Tom Cruise War of the Worlds was a good movie.
Right.
You will like this because it is far more than just a science fiction movie, but it's done so far. The first two episodes that I've seen, unbelievable. And it's
What did they charge you for the season?
It wasn't a lot. It was
no.
I think it was something like $12 or $13, something like that.
Okay, I mean, and this is but you get well. This is through Amazon, right?
Yeah, and if you're an Amazon Prime member, I think you get Epix for free. I think you don't have to worry about paying for it.
Is it spelled E-P-O-C-H-S?
E-P-I-X.
Oh, E-P-I-X. Yeah. Okay.
And I'm telling you, there's the first episode doesn't have a lot of boom, bomb, aliens and stuff like that. It has a few. It sets up the cast of characters, the first episode, and at the end it nabs you. But then the second one, it gets into all of a sudden the struggle against the beginning struggle against the machines. So and I haven't even it hasn't even shown what they look like yet. Very close at the end of the second episode. But if you like science fiction, and if you like War of the Worlds, it's something to watch. That's all I'm telling you. You'll enjoy it.
Great. I don't know if I'll have any opportunity to watch that this week, but certainly after this week, there should be a lot more time.
No, I would think you're kind of booked up for the week.
Yeah, I am. I have something scheduled.
So you know what I did this morning very quickly before we leave?
Yeah.
I take a supplement called Tramiel. It's a liquid supplement that I take for pains in my knees. Mm-hmm. And we also have a bottle of hand sanitizer here in the studio. I normally take 10 squirts of the Tramiel. Mm-hmm. I reached over this morning, took 10 squirts in my mouth of hand sanitizer.
Oh, no.
I want you to know. I want you to know my mouth is very clean, but boy, did it. Oh, my God.
Did it sting?
Oh, it stings. It still stings.
It still stings.
It still stings. Oh, my God.
Marshall, I don't know what you have at the station, but you know what would really get rid of that?
Right.
Suck on a piece of lemon.
Oh, I don't have a lemon here, but maybe I'll find something that went bad in the refrigerator and just eat it. That'll get the taste out of my mouth.
Tell Jill to bring you in a one lemon.
No, I'll be fine. I'll get over it. But boy, was that a surprise when I.
It's a good thing you didn't, poison yourself.
Well, you know what came back to me? What you did with your eye.
With my eye, yeah.
I said, my God, this could have been a Papageno thing.
Right, you're absolutely right.
Thank God I didn't swallow it, thank God. My God, if I would have swallowed it, I wouldn't be talking to you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, then you had to get to the ER.
Yeah. Oh, God. It did.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah, pretty amazing. I don't know how I made it, because the bottles don't even look close. They don't even look close to one another. I have no idea how I did it, but obviously... It's the way I've gone through my life, Pat.
Gee, Marshall.
Oh, well. Anyway, so we've got another blah week, really, to go on here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tomorrow, Wednesday, gray, you know, damp.
Cold.
And then blustery for the end of the week as it gets colder.
And we've got some cold rain tomorrow.
Yeah, get tomorrow, though, remember, it's going to be extremely, extremely light.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Guess what? The bears are out here already. There's people who have pictures of bears already.
Oh, I thought maybe you did on your camera.
No, my camera was. I need to be put batteries in it, but the bear did go by the other evening. The other evening. So the bears are starting to come out of their hibernation if they ever went into hibernation.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good point.
All right, Pat. We'll come out of hibernation tomorrow morning.
That sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning.